Worlds. Our next guest is brought to us by Harvey Norman Factory Outlet. Genuine seconds pricing every day. Real bargains in stock. It is, of course, the big green building in Mile End. And David Teague joins us. Just the one change, Teague?
Yeah, look, only one change. Brownie's pulled up a bit sore in the groin. So he won't play this week. And Ricky Henderson gets an opportunity. So his form for us early in the year was really good. But we probably made way for Rory Laird and David McKay to come back into the side so Ricky gets another chance.
A few Crows supporters texting in. Obviously, you had a lot of options, but some surprised that Paul Seedsman wasn't the one to come back in?
Yeah, look, he's missed 3 weeks, even though it's only two games. It's been 3 weeks, and the last we did, David McKay had a similar injury, and we sent him back through the SANFL, and we thought that was probably the best approach, and just gives him a chance to go out and play, get some real confidence under his belt, but look, his name was mentioned, but that was our theory behind not picking him this week.
How serious Luke Brown? He's hardly missed a game. I don't know if he has missed a game since debut.
70 in a row.
Very reliable.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's too bad. Look, he had it last week during the game. He played out the game. I think, to be honest, I think he might have had it for a little while. It's been niggling away, and it's got to the stage where he could probably play, but not at the level that he needs to be able to play. So he wants to get it right, and I think the best course of action is get the treatment now, and hopefully he'll hopefully be only this one, and then he'll be back in and ready to go for the rest of the season.
Oh, he's had a very good year. Hey, the forgotten man, Jake Kelly, good to see him in emergency. He's been playing well in the SANFL.
Yeah, he has. He's been really consistent. He works very hard on his game, and yeah, look, he's been playing his role for the side, so he gets an opportunity this week in the as an emergency anyway, so it's good to see him putting those good games together and getting, I don't even know he doesn't get to play, but just that recognition of being in the squad.
You would think on paper it's going to be a good day for the footy club, but what did you learn out of Melbourne last week? They did open you up through the corridor, I thought, at times last week.
Yeah, I think in the second quarter, they kicked 7 goals for 3 quarters and kicked 8 1 quarter, so it was only really the second quarter. And to be honest, it probably came down to we started losing the contest. We were pretty good in the contested ball numbers other than the second quarter. And once they got field position, a couple of our skill errors really hurt us. But Melbourne definitely tried to go very quickly and play with speed. But they probably only got through us for that one quarter.
It looks to be a win for Adelaide. I think Adelaide have been in terrific form. But can't have upset both Adelaide and Port Adelaide in recent years. So you can't take them lightly, can you? Particularly on the MCG.
No, not at all. Summer Carlton's footy this year has been really good. And with the new coach and still a pretty young list, you do get a little bit of inconsistency. And what we've got to be very careful, if they come out and play their best, we need to be at our best. Mm. And we've seen a number of games this year. If you're off by 5 or 10%, you're very vulnerable. So we need to make sure we bring that effort. And to be honest, last week we probably weren't at our absolute best, but our pressure held us in the game. I think we had 100 tackles, which meant the boys were trying hard. We probably just didn't use the ball as well as we could have. As long as we bring that effort again, we think that our talent in the end will get us over the line.
How many players you got pushing, David? I mean, there's hardly been an injury with Adelaide. Brown comes out with a groin, Henderson comes in, but must be 5 or 6 other guys that have been playing really well that just can't get a look in.
Yeah, there is. There's been a lot. There are. Wayne Malira played really well last week. Cam Alex-Yeoman's been consistently playing well. Tom Duday, who's a young player, started to find some form along with Andy Otten in the back line. Harry Deer kicked 6 goals last week. So we've got plenty of guys that are pushing hard for selection, which is really good. That's what you want. You want depth outside the team, and this week they get their only home game for the year, so they're down at Theberton Oval in their only home game against Sturt, so hopefully our supporters get out and support them, so the boys won't be used to playing a home game, not that too many of them would have played there before.
Yeah, we're going to speak about that. We'll plug that for you. It's the first game at Theberton for more than 4 years. Kirtley Hampton is back for his first game in Crows colours. Paul Seedsman will also be running around. So be a great day for Crows fans down there at Theberton Oval. Dave, I think you've been the most consistent side in the competition. Your largest loss was to Geelong, and that was only by 26 points. What is the secret potion to how come you're so competitive every week?
Oh, well, I don't know if there's anything that you can put your finger on, but for me, and hopefully for our group, it's about being consistent with your preparation. It's about always preparing and planning well to play, and it's probably not so much the days of motivating to get players up for certain games has probably gone out the window. Now it's about the players being ready to go game day and turning up and just playing their role. They don't have to do anything more than play their role. And at the moment, we've got a lot of guys playing their role. So it's it really allows the team to be consistent in their performance if they bring that effort.
Tell us about Tom Duday. He was a first rounder. You got him just after Miller, the two youngsters there, and haven't heard a lot about him, but you did mention him. How's he progressing?
Yeah, he's progressing well. He had an interrupted pre-season, which makes it hard for a 18-year-old coming into a new club and even just adapting to the intensity of AFL training. And it's probably not the couple of hours on the training track. It's the week, the cumulative load of weights and all the other things. But he's handled it really well. He's quite a mature guy, and he's slowly really he's picked up the system. The way the backs defend, he plays really good team defense, and he's progressed really nicely. And I think he's probably got a little bit of continuity in the last few weeks. The draw makes it tough for him. He's had quite a few buys, but he's played three or four games, and he's slowly just getting better with each game, which is good for him.
Hey, we've seen Geelong and Hawthorn in recent years rest players at the back end of the year. Any thought of Adelaide doing that? I mean, you don't want to flirt with form, but, you know, Tomo's had a pretty brutal year. There's been a few that have played every game. In fact, most of them probably have. Is that a thought that comes into play?
Look, it possibly is. Everyone's different. You look at a Brent Harvey, and he doesn't like getting rested. Drew Petrie, they like to play all the games, and some guys do need that rest. I think with the bye round towards round 22, round 23, it gives you an automatic rest, so you just need to be smart. But it probably depends on how the guys are pulling up. Yeah, you probably, when you come to resting, if we look at the older guys like Tomo or a younger guy that's played a lot of footy, you just want to keep them fresh. And sometimes it's mentally. Sometimes it might not be missing a game. It might be just go away, don't come to the club from Monday to Wednesday and then just come back and play, because it's often the mental side of the game that can get a little bit tiring.
A very rare back-to-back games at the MCG, but that's where they play the big ones, so good to get the experience, particularly for some of the younger guys.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and but we want to play well on any ground and anywhere. We're not really fussed, but the chance to play at the MCG is where, as you mentioned, the grand finals played there, big finals played there, so you want to be able to play well there. So we learned some things last week. There's some areas, some of our ball movement, leading patterns with the ball, probably got caught going a little bit wide at times, and that's the trap on the MCG. If you go from goal to goal, you can actually get there very quickly, but if you go around the boundary, it's a fair way. So there's some good learning, and hopefully the boys have picked up on that, and this week we execute a little bit better.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for your time. Hopefully 7 in a row for the Crows boys, working beautifully down there. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem at all.
David Teague, brought to us by Harvey Norman Factory Outlet, great supporters of our program. Genuine seconds pricing every day, real bargains in stock. The big green building in Mile End. And just to repeat for the Crows fans, Crows' first home game at Theberton Oval this Saturday. They'll take on Latalita Sturt after both clubs agreed be a landmark fixture. Good players on show for the Crows. Kirtley Hampton's first game, Paul Seedsman will be there, and a few others. They've got a full list to choose from, the Crows. So good day. It should be on Saturday.